45 degrees at 8:57. Time to check on commodity markets, and we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like our market's kind of defensive overnight and early this morning, but a recovery effort seems to be working into the mix. Crude is down about half a dollar, and the dollar trade is up about 35. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, which is mildly disappointing. Currently, price action for December corn is steady at 375.5. March corn, 387.25, steady on the day. And next year's December is down a quarter at 405. That looks like a pretty decent catch-up point as far as making some new crop sales. Soybeans, November beans are up 2 3/4 at 887.5. January beans, 901.5 at up 2 1/4. And next November beans are up 3/4 at 946.25. December wheat is currently for Chicago down 6 1/4 at 517.5. And next July wheat is 554.25 down 5. Kansas City wheat for December down 6 cents at 522. And next July is 562.5 down 6 as well. Minneapolis wheat is currently down 4 1/4 for December at 591.75. And March wheat is $6.25 down 4.5. Looking at the livestock, trade is defensive with hogs mostly down about 10 to 20 cents and cattle down about the same. Friday, USDA cattle on feed report numbers expected to show that all cattle as of October 1st at 11.501 million head or 106.4% of a year ago. September placements are expected to be 100.1% of a year ago, and marketing is expected to be about 97% of a year ago figures. China reportedly sold about 162,000 tons of wheat out of their state reserves, or about 7% of their total offering at $3.49 a ton. The pullback overnight and this morning is in wheat is a little bit disappointing, but at this point, the day is young, so recovery effort is still possible. Looking at the charts, we've had a convincing breakout in the corn and the beans to the upside earlier this week. I think the follow-through should be able to develop and maybe get another 10 or 15 cents out of the corn, and really maybe up another 10 or 20 cents out of the beans. So cautiously optimistic that things can still advance. Other than that, not much new and exciting. We hope everybody has a safe day.
All right. Thank you very much. It's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities from Lafayette, Indiana, joining us this morning. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny, breezy at times today, a high of 52 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 25. Clear skies for tonight with a low of 32, mostly sunny tomorrow at a high of 57. It's Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.